From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Monday, November 3rd. Coming up, a group of veterans is coming together this month to showcase their artwork. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Police in Urbana are investigating a stabbing that injured at least four people. Officers responded to more than a dozen people fighting in the 1600 block of Hunter Street around 5:45 p.m. yesterday. The victims' injuries range from minor to life-threatening. Police took an 18-year-old from Arcola into custody. He was arrested for attempted murder. Saturday, November 1st, marked the first day SNAP benefits were suspended due to the federal government shutdown. 2 million Illinois residents rely on SNAP to buy food. Justin Regal in Champaign is one of them. He says the loss of SNAP makes it hard for him to provide for his children.
To watch my kids have to go through hunger because I can't afford to give them what they need. And then for myself, it's hard because there's not a lot of resources anymore, especially with the shutdown. A lot of resources have went away because they don't have the funding.
Late last week, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker announced $20 million in funding for Illinois food banks. On Friday, federal judges ordered emergency funding be allocated for the reinstatement of SNAP, but a lapse in SNAP benefits is expected. You can find a full list of local food resources at ipmnewsroom.org. The Champaign Unit 4 School District will continue providing free breakfast and lunch to students regardless of whether federal food aid continues during the government shutdown. That's as a federal judge ruled the Trump administration has to use emergency funds to keep offering Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program benefits during the shutdown. The administration previously said funding for the benefits would run out in November. Stacey Moore is the Unit 4 spokesperson. She says 45% of the district students receive public benefits, including SNAP.
We're concerned, and that's why we were trying to let our families know that their child will continue to receive free meals while they're in our district, and to also point them to some resources that can assist them.
She says when students are hungry, they can't learn. Breakfast and lunch are free for all students year-round, but the district is considering whether it can afford to continue to go above federal requirements next year. President Trump and his allies have sought to significantly curb the independence of colleges and universities. So how is the University of Illinois responding? System President Tim Killeen answers that question and more tonight on WILL-TV, including how higher education brought some of the public's concerns on itself.
I think the sector brought it on itself through cost to some significant degree and a little disconnected from the realities of everyday life in a fast-changing environment.
You can see Killeen and new U of I Urbana-Champaign Chancellor Charles Isbell speak about a range of challenges higher ed faces tonight at 8 on WILL-TV. Still to come, a group of veterans is coming together this month to showcase their artwork. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for mostly sunny skies with a high of 62 degrees, with a west wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 36 degrees, a northwest wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 65 degrees, a south wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 48 degrees, southwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. And for Wednesday, sunny with a high of 69 degrees, with a southwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show, how well rested are kids for school? We'll talk about the science around school start times, and we'll get into the debate over why school should or should not start later. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on the 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 2 and 7 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. A group of veterans is coming together this month to showcase their artwork. If All the Sky Were Art is running through the end of November at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. The art show is inspired by If All the Sky Were Paper, a play that also opens this month. Phil Strang is producing the play. He came up with the idea alongside Sam Smith, the director of civic engagement and social practice at Krannert. I sat down with the two men to learn more. Can you tell me a little bit about where the idea for If All the Sky Were Art came from?
I think, actually, it was Sam's idea. I was telling him about the show that we're doing, and he said, what if you get a bunch of artists who are veterans and we have the space, right?
Imagine that. I'll take some of that credit.
Yeah.
A couple years ago, Phil and I installed a show at Krannert Center in this area, this space we call The Spot, the former gift shop there. And we installed a show called Ukraine, The Heart of Resilience. I've known Phil a long time, and I love his love of theater and the arts.
That's, only 40 years.
That's how we met. That's not such a long time.
No. And Phil, are you? Did you say you're a veteran?
No, I am not.
You're an artist.
My dad was a veteran of World War II, and I am an artist. You know, so we decided, well, I'll try to find veteran artists, and I knew at least one or two. And then I just asked around and various people and various groups. So I got a couple through the vault in Tuscola and others, just friends of friends.
What's it like working at Krannert, having people who are outside of Krannert assist with something like this?
It's really hopeful and beautiful. I'm thinking about when we put up the Ukraine photography exhibit, the people that were involved. There were students that were involved in doing work on campus. There were people in the community that have been around for a long time and that were doing different kinds of work around the, you know, the war in Ukraine. So it was like a really lovely group of people. It is nice to get outside of the bubble of wherever you are and sort of listen to other minds and how they think. There's a little risk involved. It is very beautiful, very important to bring in other perspectives. And I think that is, in fact, part of the core mission of the Krannert Center is to create spaces where that kind of mixing and mashing of ideas and interest and artistry happens. We focus primarily on music, dance, theater, and production. But I think opportunities like this to, I mean, Phil's been in this community for a long time and has been promoting theater for a very long time and is a very important part of that landscape.
To work with other people is always what's great. And, and it reaches new people. And the Ukraine exhibit was fun because I could see how that went out and touched a lot of people. And you know, that's one of the things about theater. I mean, it's it reaches people, and we do get involved with a lot of theater that has a meaning in the current life that we're living. It's just great to be out and involved.
Sam, is there anything that you hope the public gets from attending this event at Krannert, being it surrounding Veterans Day and surrounding a show about veterans?
There's been a lot of public discourse around veterans and wars and where we are as a nation. And I'm very excited about the play. I'm very excited for us to sort of consider who we have been and who these people have been and the kinds of great sacrifices they have made for us. And I think... This is maybe a little lofty, right? But we often think about the arts in terms of, like, can you make a living? And I think about an artist like Michael Sherfield, who is a photographer, is a painter, is a dancer, and Michael's presence in this community and the kind of life that he has made post his service. And I just think it's like a really beautiful, you know, it's a really beautiful testimony to sort of the value of the arts and the importance of the arts in individual lives, but also in the lives of our community. We live in like an arts and culture rich community. The opportunity to do these kinds of things and you know, to be at a place like Kranit Center where all of these different kinds of experiences are available to people. So I hope people come and say, you know, hey, this is really lovely. I'd like to meet these people. I'd like to do an exhibit someplace as well, or they might be inspired to do their own work, you know. I mean, I hope folks come and think about what this moment calls for from all of us, and maybe think about, you know, what can we do in this moment.
The opening reception for If All the Sky Were Art is tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. at The Spot at Kranert Center for the Performing Arts. The Kranert Center for the Performing Arts is a financial supporter of Illinois Public Media. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Ayoshi Basu, Reginald Hardwick, Emily Hayes, and Kimberly Schofield. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.